The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. If it seems like malls and other major shopping centers in the first state are changing and growing, that's because in many cases they are. With rents, occupancy, and net operating income up nationwide at these venues, new ones are appearing and old ones are expanding or renovating. For example, the Christiana Fashion Center, currently under construction next to the Christiana Mall, has signed on several marquee retailers to move in there. And in Rehoboth Beach, Tanger Outlets has completed a makeover and rebranding of two of its three centers, with plans to renovate the other two as well. Delaware Public Media contributor Eileen Dalabrida examines this trend in her latest piece, available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And joining us now on The Green to talk about it is Tanger Outlets Rehoboth General Manager, Amy Norgate. Amy, thank you so much for taking time to join us on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.
We see these national numbers that occupancy rates are up along with rental rates. And we see them returning, you know, in a lot of cases to pre-recession levels or better. Overall net income for malls and centers are seeing their best year-over-year improvement in 14 years. What do those numbers taken together tell you as a general manager?
Well, I certainly think it's good news, and it's a reflection of how important the shopping space is to consumers and to shoppers and families throughout the Delmarva as well as the nation.
Is it fair to say that those numbers are fueling this new round of development and renovation, including what you're doing at your sites in Rehoboth?
Quite possibly. I know that at Tanger Outlets in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, we've just completed a $10 million renovation to our Tanger Surfside Center, formerly called Tanger Midway. And that facade renovation helped to really revitalize that center. We are three different shopping centers along a two-mile stretch of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware on Route 1. We call it the Mile of Style. And our shopping centers are getting a little bit older, and it's that time where we really felt it was time to do a facade renovation to really stimulate, make sure that we were keeping our centers looking as great as they can be to deliver a great customer experience.
I guess, generally speaking, what do you hope the effect is of these renovations? Do you feel that they're necessary to maintain, you know, the customer's interest and the customer's general satisfaction with the experience they're having when they come to your facilities?
We look at our renovation as an investment. We're here for the long haul. Tanger operates shopping centers in 24 states, coast to coast, and in Canada. It's over 13 million square feet. And this is what we do, and we're not going anywhere. We want to invest in it. We want our shoppers to have a great experience now, and we want their grandkids to have a great experience at Tanger Outlets.
How big a difference are you seeing, you know, between now and, say, you know, 5 years ago at the heart of the economic downturn?
I think that retailers could possibly comment that, you know, about consumer habits. But one thing that, you know, that we see at the outlet level is outlet shoppers are very savvy. They're very smart, and they're very smart with their money. So just the fact that their outlet center is a destination for them already shows that they value price, but they value quality, and there's that balance there. It's not all about the bottom line price for them. They want the name brand. They want quality, and they can recognize it. So I think that when you talk about what's changed since the recession or consumer habits, you have to factor in consumers are savvy and outlet shoppers are very savvy. And, they're always trying to balance the value they're going to get for their money because we all work very hard for our money. And outlet shoppers want to make sure that they're getting the value, they're getting a good return on their investment.
Do you feel that you all learned anything from navigating through the recession and being able to maintain, sustain, and now get back to the point that you're investing in the properties?
I think something that, you know, we all always learn and always keep top of mind is the customer experience needs to be fresh and it needs to be sincere, and we need to really value our locals and our customers that keep us in business year after year after year. And we want to make sure at Tanger that we're delivering the style that they want. Our shoppers tend to have very specific style tastes, and they want to express themselves, and they want to be on trend, and they want to be able to come to a shopping center that feels fresh. So at Tanger Rehoboth, I know that we're always trying to turn over fresh spaces and make sure, like, for example, recently we've got Vera Bradley that just opened. We have the limited opening this weekend, Echo Shoes, Sperry's online to open later in a month or two. So we're always bringing in new brands that are on trend and that are in demand by our customers. This is who they want to shop. This is the brands and the value that they want.
Yeah, you've mentioned a couple of times, as an outlet center, you're a bit unique. You are catering to maybe a different type of customer. Certainly, customers tend to come to you from maybe longer distances looking for something specific. Are there some other things that you do in addition to some of the things you've mentioned to lure those shoppers to the Delaware beaches to shop at Tanger?
Well, I think that being tax-free, being in the state of Delaware, is a huge advantage, on top of being an outlet center. And our critical mass, what we call our critical mass, or just the large number of stores at Tanger Rehoboth, it's 130 outlet stores, over 2,400 people are employed down here, and it creates in itself a destination. So to the customer, it's a sure thing. They're going to come down there. They know that if they come to Tanger Rehoboth, they're going to find a handful, a dozen stores that are just going to completely surprise and delight them. And, you know, when you have 130 stores, that's the advantage. It's worth the drive. And on top of that, it's tax-free.
Is there any difficulty you have, as you said, 130 stores? Have you experienced any difficulty in maintaining that level? Or have you guys been, you know, pretty able to maintain that level and not have some of those vacancies and such that other places have had?
We've been very fortunate. Tanger is a very strong company. It has a portfolio of 44 outlet shopping centers in 24 states, coast to coast, and in Canada. And with that comes great relationships with retailers, plus the history of Tanger Outlets being, one of the top REITs or real estate investment trust shopping center companies in the United States, and a very solid financial company that's in it for the long haul. So we have great relationships with our retailers, and in many cases we have a waiting list to come into our centers.
And given that and these national numbers we talked about at the top, how optimistic are you over the next couple of years as, again, the economy kind of slowly starts to improve even more? Do you see this type of growth that we're seeing and these, you know, lower vacancy rates maintaining and sustaining long term?
Well, as Steve Tanger says, in good times, people love a bargain, and in tough times, people need a bargain. So outlet shopping centers seem to fare very well, even in recessions and more difficult financial times. So I think our outlook is optimistic, and we're never resting on our laurels. We're always thinking about how to deliver an exceptional customer experience to our customers, to make sure that our shopping centers are clean and bright and family-friendly all the time.
All right. Tanger Outlets Rehoboth General Manager Amy Norgate, thank you so much for taking time to join us on The Green this week.
You're welcome.
And again, Eileen Dalabrida's piece on this topic is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. Stay with us. There's more coming on The Green, including our conversation with Camp Rehoboth founder and executive director Steve Elkins as the Gay and Lesbian Community Service Organization celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. But first, the local news from Delaware Public Media.